beach of sand is white dirt. Been clear
That's
about
what
that.
What I call you, Neil. And
it's like there's not. If you're drunk, it's like, I don't. I apparently sober now. Too late. Don't need to sober now. Needed you sober then. I'm just talking about someone that I had to block because he came to my. He came to three mics, and he was in when it was in previews in New York. And he positive heckled it, meaning he was drunk going like, yeah, to the point where I had to call him by name and ask him to stop.
Oh, no.
It's a wild time.
So unfortunate.
This was 2016. It was, things were different.
I know.
Bianca, how was your week, honey?
Well, I got to tell you something. I think you're on to this old lady thing that you got with me because I've been dealing with an old lady problem.
What do you got? Hip dysplasia? What do you got?
Oh, Will. Betrayal. I have moths.
In where? In, your, in a cavity in your body?
No, it's not me. I have moths in my house.
Oh, that's some old lady shit. Yeah.
I didn't know having moths was a thing. They're, it's a disgusting
Do they have
mystery.
A nest or anything?
No. They appeared. I didn't know what the fuck
Do
was going on.
Do they eat your shit?
So they're pantry moths, apparently. I didn't know there was a thing.
That's the highest class of moth.
And it was a disgusting mystery. I didn't know moths did that. I've never had a problem with moths. I love moths. I never thought they were a big deal. Like, I just never had a moth in my house. And they got in my pantry. So now I'm knee deep. I'm basically an expert on moths at this point. But basically, I got rid of, like, they're gone now. But I've been dealing with it for a week. And
Doesn't vinegar, shit like that, old lady
no,
shit?
No. Those are gnats.
Oh.
No, moths, you got to put traps and put, like, weird smelling things. Cedar. They don't like cedar.
Do you like cedar?
I love cedar.
Oh,
so
then it's a win-win.
I got cedar oils, sand and cedar. It's just like, I really am an old fucking lady at this point. So
great.
My house smells like cedar, but yeah.
Put it on your phonograph. Your phonograph player.
What have you been doing this
Bianca,
week?
Bianca, you know, I'm a podcasting comedian. I also direct commercials. I would like to make an announcement, you guys, which is, I had Bianca come in she sent in a tape for a new commercial I'm working on, and I have an announcement to make, which is, you got a call back.
No, I didn't.
You did.
What? When?
You don't get it. You just got a call back.
Like, it just happened?
Well, no, they just said, like, I called you back, but then also the agency called you back.
Oh my God.
So that's pretty cool.
You guys, this is so nice.
She's this much closer to being in major bank commercial that I've done commercials for in the past with a Captain Car-Rex.
It rhymes with praise.
As we know.
So I said this off the podcast. Thank you very much. But it just meant a lot to me, Neil.
That I brought you in.
Thank you.
Yes. It's my pleasure. You know what it is more than anything? I literally forget to bring people in.
Okay.
They go, anybody you want to bring in? I'm like, no.
Nah.
And then ew. I'll be in the audition. I'll be like, I know 40 people who could have done this, but I just forgot. And this time I didn't forget. And I brought in you.
Thank you.
And I thought I brought in Fahim Anwar, but I didn't see his tape. So
Neil,
we'll see.
Actually, a lot of people I know are auditioning for it.
There were a lot of black women. I'll say that.
She was Korean.
Some would say too many. I'm kidding. There were a lot of black women. There were too many white people, whatever. So I had to, there were too many white people auditioning. As you guys get ready. I am director of the future. There were too many white people.
Wives.
I am director bot 2050.
Neil,
too many white
so
people.
You know who this news is going to grind their gears is the guy who wrote to say, you gotta appreciate Neil more.
Oh, and the guy who said I'm the best thing that ever happened. I mean
if he's wrong, not wrong.
If he's wrong.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Free sneakers.
What'd you call me?
I called you free sneakers.
Okay.
So I had to do shit on that. I had to go location scout for a
where are we going?
Site. Just you're going to Simi Valley, girl.
Wow. Let me bring my hands up.
You're going to Simi Valley. We found most malls are abandoned now. So we found a mall where we can do our exterior walking out of the drugstore. And then I had to marry that with a couple outdoor restaurants and spaces. I had to go to fucking Aqua Dulce. I had to go to a bunch of places.
What's the Aqua Dulce?
Aqua Dulce.
Agua Dulce?
Agua Dulce.
I didn't do all that.
So I just had to drive around.
Do you like driving around? I don't think you do.
Don't hate it. Problem is, I have a real problem with doing two things at once. Meaning people are like, I'm a good multitasker, which nobody is, but
I'm pretty good.
No, but it's statistically, it's been proven no one's good. So I know everyone thinks no one's good. I literally cannot remember things. Mm. I will have a conversation with somebody or answer an email if I'm driving or on the phone, and I don't remember it.
Yeah.
So if I've had a conversation with you and it seems like I'm driving, it's not legally binding because I blacked out. I can't remember.
If this wasn't recorded, would you remember our podcast?
No. I remember.
You were so serious.
No, because I actually sound like Seinfeld. Then. No.
No, you didn't.
I don't remember. When people talk about something on the podcast, I remember, like, if I say something extra funny, I will remember. Jimmy Carr called yesterday. He called in. I like that it's like overseas.
Jimmy
called in. He scraped some money together. And he reminded me of something that I did remember saying. But it was the funny thing. You said she's Asian, but not curvy or not sort of sexy and not sexy and smooth. And I said, so Filipino.
And then, which, of course, Jimmy was like, I loved it.
No, we had a nice talk. Oh, by the way, we need songs. We're putting out an all points bulletin songs and not graphics, more songs. But if you can do graphics, we need Binks Can Apologize. We always needed that.
I know.
Good job, Neil. Good one, Attaboy. Neil. How about good one, Neil?
Attaboy, Neil. No.
Attaboy, Neil. Attaboy Bert's so good. Good one, Neil, is funnier.
Good one, Neil.
We have the rest of them are good, and we need a new logo, which I'm working on. I have a secret. You'll see. No, you'll all see when I unleash my new logo. I'm pulling my robe clothes to Georgia. This is an old man phrase that I've never even heard.
Okay.
But I think Republicans are going with, if you can't beat them, cheat them.
They've said that?
I made it up, but I didn't make it. There's no way. Oh, we need a new Neil's old man phrases because Will made that himself and it's too long and the mix is bad.
I'm sorry. I really don't like that song.
It's not, he's not a musician.
I know.
No musician would let that leave the office.
In Will's defense, it's better than anything anybody who's not a musician could have done. So
that's impossible to say. I mean, that's not.
I mean, I'm just giving him some credit. Like, that's better than.
That's like the worst. That's the faintest praise I've ever heard.
First of all, wait, let me just. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I couldn't do that.
Will, you are the tallest dwarf.
Could you do something?
Yes.
I
could do. Yeah, because I know how to lay tracks out.
Oh, okay.
And I'm friends with a lot of these musicians. So I get how they think.
Fine.
By the way, this is a side note, but the best part of Amir Questlove Thompson is his encyclopedia. He posted a thing yesterday on Instagram about the synthesizer technology that Stevie Wonder used for like three albums in a row.
Right.
And the guy, I'd seen the documentary, but it was the guys who, two fucking white, like, goofballs who created that sound, that Stevie Wonder sound. It was two white dudes. And he posted like an 8-minute documentary. Go watch it if you like me. It's just like the best part of Amir, where he can just go like paragraphs about these guys, the technology, the records, the studio, it was awesome.
Amir is a living legend. He got me through a lot of quarantine. I watched his, what were they called?
The record store, Amir's record store.
The sessions.
Recosto is what it was called. And that's how it was spelled.
And he'd do it on one artist, the James Brown one.
Yeah.
You can't believe the knowledge this
his
guy
Stevie
had.
One Stevie called in.
Oh, he did. Wait,
Stevie Wonder called in during when he was doing a Stevie block.
Okay, and then I gotta go rewatch it. I gotta rewatch it because they were so good.
They're incredibly long. They're six hours long.
Yeah, they're like 4 to 6 hours long. So,
but if you're driving somewhere, it's
background just playing.
And side note, he got. He's the music director of the Oscars now.
Oh, I saw that.
Where I would add a boy, good job, Neil. Not when I met him. He 2003. We had done a season of Chappelle Show. I had beef, if you can believe it, with our music supervisor. Our music. It's a long story. He tried. The guy who would make cues for us is a friend of mine, and he made cues. Before Chappelle Show, he made cues for Robert Smigel's TV Funhouse.
Yeah.
And I would see him fucking procrastinate on Smigel. And I said, if you do this to me, I'm going to fire you. And he did it to me. And you know what I did, Bianca? Wow. I fired him.
You did not have to take that
did,
shit.
To the point, I yelled at him maybe harder than I've ever yelled at anybody in a workplace environment.
Wait, what?
It was on the phone, but
we like full Neil like, vocals.
I told you.
When Neil, yell fingers.
Long story short, we had an opening in music. No one knew that. Talking to Amir at the Punchline in San Francisco after one of the Dave's shows, and he said, Amir said, I would like to be Bill Conti, who was the music director of the Oscars. And I was like, I'll give you a job. And it all paid off, guys. Amir is going to be doing the music for the Oscars, which means pretty much nothing to anybody. But it's cool.
How much influence do the people that run the award ceremony have? It's kind of an established
thing. It's a different, but
like they're the director.
Yeah, they bring on different producers every year. Like Soderbergh is a producer this year.
Cool.
They have to get it. They have to run it by the Oscars. So it's like, it's just new. It's three new members of an 8-person jury.
Right. Mm. Steven Soderbergh. I've been watching a lot of Nick because it came on. Did you ever watch The Nick?
I never watched The Nick.
It's good.
Yeah. But Soderbergh's a good, good people.
I'm a hypochondriac. So I've convinced myself and I've unconvinced myself. I had nasal syphilis.
That's a very funny. That's a funny level for women to get to, where you're watching shows about 1800s medical things going, I think I have it.
The lady came in with a metal nose. I'm like, this will not be
me. It may.
I was like, I don't know. And then I deep dived.
It may 1800s edition. okay. Yeah. So Georgia voting, can't beat them, cheat them.
It's so weird.
It's so
scary.
It's so blatant.
But when you read it, it's like basically.
Was this from 1800? Was this talk
did,
about it being 1800?
Did they have
that's
syphilis
the Republican
nose?
Party. Yeah, like that's the Republican Party where you go, what are you doing? Can't bring water.
Can't bring water. They basically changed it to where they have so much power to throw out votes, to deem certain elections like invalid.
Mm-hmm. And they can Congress, the central American government, Congress can override them, though, my understanding.
I thought it said it threw out the ability for the vice president to.
Who knows?
I know. It's
something.
Honestly feels,
I'm under the impression that something can be done.
Something can be done. I think
that
something
involves
can
the filibuster.
Fuck.
And
oh, no.
That which yeah. So
and let me point to the president.
What did he keep pulling out?
Little creamers. Cream will rise to the top. Right. So now I don't know if you saw. Sometimes Biden is so old, it's hilarious. And Seth took a little shot at him the other day. I haven't seen Trevor take a little shot at him. But will you look up Jim Crow, Jim Eagle?
It's all designed, and I'm going to spend my time doing three things. One, trying to figure out how to pass the legislation passed by the House, number one. Number two, educating the American public. The Republican voters I know find this despicable. Republican voters, the folks out in the outside this White House. I'm not talking about the elected officials. I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced.
Pause this. He's at 80% capacity. I'm looking at, I mean, from when he was work for Obama.
Yeah.
Like he's, it's, I don't know what to, I'm glad. It's like, he's better than Trump.
That's
but make
funny
no mistake. That guy is not at full strength.
It's a funny criticism on the role of the president because you can be at 80%.
It's you're just a you're a figurehead. It's whatever you're a fig. You're a you're all I need you to do is vote the way as I want you to vote. I don't need you to lead me. I don't need like I would. You are a symbol. So he's like a dignified man.
Right. We don't need a father figure, though. No. Like it's fine.
Keep going.
We'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic.
So right there, that's a guy. As a guy who goes
get
for
him
one,
a podcast,
who
okay.
goes for one from time to time that doesn't land. The great thing is he goes like, it's like, Jim Eagle.
The funny
and
thing
is. Nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about. And he realizes at that point, like, I should have run that past him.
Right. Like, okay, I saw what Eagle. I was going for.
I don't even, what's the metaphor?
Well, okay, but where is the OR for the, for politics? Where's the OR for the politicians?
It's your office.
Yeah, you're like, guys, yeah, tell me
like,
if this
is this metaphor work? there's no hallway. There's no hallway at the White House reading. But is this fucking metaphor that Jim Crow looks like Jim Eagle? You'd be like,
I will
what?
Say he's so old, though. You do think for a second. Was that a thing?
He could sell it. He'd be like, believe me, that was a thing.
You weren't around.
Corn pop.
Corn pop. We both
Corn said. Pop was a bad dude.
is there more?
No, I think he, somebody, did they try to explain Jim Eagle?
Jim Eagle.
On one of these, there
somewhere
was one of the things you
Jim
linked to
Eagle
was,
like,
what? Before this, was what is Jim Eagle? Biden used a bizarre analogy at a press conference yesterday, and it caused a lot of confusion. Who was Jim Eagle? There's no answer.
Jim Eagle is so funny.
Who is? Jim Eagle is an actual person. Joe Biden made up the name as a play on words.
Swing and a miss.
The king of swings and misses. He's what was that guy's name? Joe the plumber and Jim Eagle lived together. Joe the plumber was real though.
Yeah, he was.
Jim Eagle lived with the welfare queen. In an apartment. These are fake American characters. Okay. So Joe Biden's very old.
Jim Eagle.
It's a bigger issue, which is he'll probably die.
Yeah. You think in office?
I would bet money he's going to die in office.
Ew.
I don't think it's like, I'm not, it's, he.
He's pretty good at his age.
I wouldn't say he's good for his age. My mom's 87. She's
better.
Yeah, but it's a mental faculties thing. So what? I'm not saying we invoke the 25th Amendment or anything. My worry for Democrats is I don't think Kamala would win an election. And they're going to be hard pressed to push her out. They're going to be hard pressed not to run her.
Yeah, of course. So it'd be weird.
Like, oh.
It's like the first black VP.
Like, they'd have changed the law. Only Obama could run above her. Or like The Rock. I mean, like, it would take a supernatural person. Or, of course, Jim Engle.
Jimmy.
Okay. So, did you see the CDC lady?
I finally saw. She's in so much. She's under duress.
You know what it is? This is like. So basically, if you don't know about the CDC woman, she's the head of the CDC, right?
Fucked up. That's a fucked up.
And her green screen is not great.
It's, yeah.
It looks like a graphic in a campaign ad or like a drug ad, pharmaceutical ad. She is basically saying, is there a good part of this?
Not really.
She basically.
The part where she's like.
I'm going to go off book. I don't know. You could hit play. Yeah.
We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared. I know what it's like as a physician to stand in that patient room, gowned, gloved.
But as your sister-in-law. Masked, pause shielded. It. She hit me with as a mother, as a which when you evoke all of them, it's a big, you know, it's a big
it's
deal.
It's like
nothing sells something Ghost. Through to me until you start telling me your other identities other than credible person. You don't have to be a credible person if you're also a mommy. Now, mommy trumps everything. This now the easy argument would be women's too emotional, which it's not even worth it.
No.
What I would say is, why did I take on a job expecting Americans to cooperate?
No, she's seen some
shit. She's like a babysitter who's, it's like a problem child who meets the parents at the front door and say, we have so much to look forward to. Yes. But these motherfuckers are crazy. They won't wear masks. They think that the vaccine is fake. Like, it's, she realized what the job is.
Right.
And she's gone berserk.
Berserk.
She's got a version of woke psychosis. She's got like.
She's so fucking stressed out in this video. I feel so bad for. Yes. You know what? She's like, I had a sub that our main teacher got pregnant and she had to take leave. And then the TA took over. And we were like, yeah,
this
cool.
This is high school, college.
This is in elementary school.
Whoa.
And. This is like
TAs and great.
Not like she was clearly like shadowing her to take over. Yeah. We just didn't know. She was like, she's my helper.
Right. And you just thought they were lesbians. Go ahead.
And so then she took over and she was young and like clearly wanted to get into teaching. And we ran this lady into the ground.
And these are not, you didn't go to a black grade school.
No.
This isn't like this is white inner city slapping the substitute.
Every kid is an asshole.
They'll be as big an asshole as they can be.
Everyone thinks it's Dangerous Minds. I'm like, this white kids act crazy as well.
Yeah.
Everyone, she would do this thing where she would hold two fingers in the air. And she's like, when you see me holding two fingers in the air, you hold two fingers in the air and be quiet. She would be standing for 50 minutes. I'm like, great. This is so ineffective.
People walking around her. Oh, I love little kids when they're wild. Feral kids. Very funny. I'm trying to, we didn't really have any bad.
You didn't have an unruly
Philly
class?
Catholic and Chicago, like
were there
North
nuns?
Shore of Chicago Catholic. Not, there were some nuns at high school. But,
did they hit?
No, it was after hitting.
You weren't part of an unruly class?
No, not really. I mean, we got in, we did some dirt.
What did you do?
I'll tell you what we did. Okay, so there was we were going to see you know when there's a field trip, it's like.
Yeah,
it's on.
It's on.
So we were going to see Godspell. And
what the fuck is that?
It's a like a Christian musical.
Okay.
And like hair or any of that shit. And it's like the less cool version of hair.
Oh, that's a kind of a tight poster.
It is pretty tight. So my parents were going out of town. So I believe I had Du Bois over before school. Before school. So 8 a.m. to drink at 8 a.m.
What age?
We were just trying to get fucking turnt and lit. Oh, we
you
didn't know.
Pre-gamed for God's
we pre-gamed spell? For school. We preschooled. Preschooled. And we drank a little bit at my house. Then we go to school. Fucking morons drank in the parking lot. This is a classic case of you've all got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And you've all got to have your story straight beforehand. You don't know that though going in. When you're 15. And so one of them got popped, and then slowly the net tightened.
No.
And I was in class and I heard the footsteps coming. I was like, this is for me. I know this is for me. And sure enough, boop, got pulled in. The funniest part was I'm walking toward the principal's office. Oh. And another kid who was part of the crew is walking
preschool.
The other way.
Yeah.
And the closer I get to him, I realize he's crying. And he literally does like a pass, like we cross each other. And as we cross, he goes, "We're fucking dead, man." So goddamn funny.
This has to be, whatever you're writing, can it be a flashback in your one-man show?
Because that was great. There were a couple great moments where a kid... There was like a parents' tribunal, and one of the kids was like, "I just wanted to taste it." That shit was hilarious.
Parents' tribunal.
now the super duper punchline is the hooch that we drank was stolen from the school in a bizarre. We had
like
volunteered.
A nun wine?
Yeah, it was like the Christian Brothers, which are like male nuns.
Okay.
We stole scotch or something from their house. It was pretty wild. So we're fucking dead, man.
How much trouble did you get in?
I think I got grounded for a month, maybe.
That seems light compared to the rules.
I got suspended. The problem was, I think I got suspended, but it was like, it was all like kind of the highest ranked kids in the class, but it's Catholic school. They didn't know we stole it from them.
Okay.
It's Catholic. They have to, it's whatever.
They have to like.
They got to make a show, but it was like, what, is this a problem of people drinking before school? right. Like this is we have to make a show because if we don't stop this now, it's going to be rampant. It's going to look like a outside veteran stadium before an Eagles game. Eagles are the
Jim Eagle.
Football. And they tore down Veteran Stadium. So I'm old, you see. So that was pretty great. I never had a crazy sub.
Oh, you never had a crazy sub?
We did have crazy babysitters.
Really?
But not, they weren't, we had one, I remember one who was like, that lady's a fucking asshole. they got rid of her. And then we had, it was more, you know what it was? I remember we had a couple babysit for us. And meanwhile, it's like about six of us probably.
Yeah, they needed a couple.
Yeah.
And sense.
At one point, my sister, I remember a knife was drawn.
What?
And it was pretty wild.
Who drew?
Nora, of course.
Oh.
Nora Brennan took a knife out for some reason, was going to kill Peter, I believe was the threat. But I felt like, this isn't the best representation.
Have you ever wanted to write like a Partridge Family, but the not pause, you know, because I feel like you have a lot of.
I think that's what I never watched. What's the show with Bill Macy on Showtime?
Oh, Shameless?
Yeah. I think that's kind of what they're going for. It's
but
not a bunch of them,
but they're
it's
meant
like,
to be like wild as opposed to like a. Family
you're either wild or you're not. I mean, like, you either, if you're going to do one of those shows, you can't do, like, Peter threatens to kill Nora. It's, like, not,
right,
it's got to be meth.
I mean, I watch roof. Skills and Thrills, so.
So, you get Maybe. It.
You get it.
You know, that was a shout out for your skills. For my skills and thrills, over. It was, I had a knife story. and I faked the rest of it just to get the knife in there. So, rest in power, Queen, CDC lady. I don't know. I mean, I get it. You see how
you think
Fauci
we're gonna go
handles
back?
That shit pretty well.
Here's the thing. so many people are getting right. You have a new love for Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci.
Well,
have Birx, you watched the doc?
I didn't watch the CNN one where Birx said,
yeah,
400,000 people died unnecessarily. Whoops.
Snafu.
Well, no, what's funny is in terms of COVID cases, there was a thing where it's a pesky number, 55,000, 50 to 65,000. And it's like, the number's not pesky. People are fucking dumb. Don't put this on COVID's numbers. Being pesky. No, people are fucking stupid. And they won't do the thing that they have to do, which is wear a cloth over your fucking face, you imbecile.
I heard that right now Florida has 2 million cases.
Florida, Florida, you can't. Someone made the point like Florida's had 2 million cases.
Had.
You can't, the
not like the per day, like total cases.
Yeah, they've had 2 million. But California's had 4. So,
yeah.
Actually, that's the US has had, sorry. No, this is Florida. Oh. Okay, Florida. Yeah, you're right. But I'm bad with charts. What?
Numbers. Florida. Pesky.
Wait, what? That's Cuba. I've read an article that's like, when you think it's bad, it then comes back, and when you think it's good, it gets bad. It's just can't. Florida's like, you're gonna go broke betting on what's gonna happen in Florida.
Do you think? I mean, I don't know. I feel like if people are getting vaccinated, it's almost like if it's surging in Florida, I don't know if Californians are gonna care about that kind of surge.
I don't care about a surge that isn't near me.
Yeah, which is maybe a little callous, but...
Well, maybe.
No, I just mean I'm the same, but it's weird.
I don't
just
think
like,
it's callous. I can't worry about every state's law. I just can't. I'd be constantly worried.
Right.
But like, there's You'd a look brush like the fire in Montana.
You'd like, look like the CDC.
Yeah, I'd be like, look, guys, we have so much to look forward to. I swear.
As a comic.
Yeah. I'm talking to you as a mommy. So now you saw that by April 19th, 90% of the country will be able to get vaccinated within 5 miles of their house, which is pretty sweet.
That's cool, but that sounded like a very politician thing. They like to put within, you'll get
right,
like a
but
very
they have to.
Flashy.
They need a...
Five miles?
Yeah, you can walk. That's the point, is people that don't have cars can walk. And again, people will find a way to complain about it. You've
That's
already
what I'm
found
saying.
A way.
No, I'm not complaining about that. I just think it's why set yourself up for not being able...
Because
like,
I don't think they've... I think they can scale it out. They can do the projections and go, we can get... If we place these things everywhere, they're being strategic about it. Which I know sounds crazy based on what we're used to in America.
I mean, it's true. I just, there's a lot here, you know, it's not that crazy, but a lot of people don't live near things, you know? A lot of people don't live near a CVS in America.
Well, they're not all CVSs. I don't think they would say it if they didn't have it.
If they don't have.
No, because they look like morons. If they say it.
Morons.
If they say it and can't back it up. If they say it and don't spray it.
There's something
it,
there.
If you gotta say it, spray it. It's Jim Eagle. We're gonna be able to get vaxxed, which I'm very
can't
what
wait.
Are you gonna do?
Make out with you.
Finally. finally. Thank you, President Biden. April 19th. That's the drop dead date. But here's the thing that I'm going to find something negative. You're not going to be partying April 20th.
No.
You're going to be
like, let's say you're all that.
Once you get the shot, it takes 2 weeks to work. And then if it's Moderna, it's a month later. Mm. So even if you get it April 19th, you're not partying. You're not raw dog until the 26th.
Can I tell you something kind of shitty?
I'd love it. I'd love to hear it.
I read an article
that
older people,
mm-hmm.
the vaccine's like significantly less effective within 6 months.
Where do you read that?
It's like the antibodies are like gone.
Don't care. Unless it's young, it's beautiful people in California.
So bushfire in Minnesota.
Don't care. Sweetie, that's a brush fire in Montana.
Okay.
So everybody, please get immunized. If you're just please do it.
Yeah,
please. Now, you can borrow my bike. If it's
the Speedy?
I got a cup. Actually, my scooter, yeah.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow.
So anyhow,
price
the scooter. Now. Okay, here's something interesting. Now the Cuomo brothers are
CB.
under fire. Now,
what did Chris do?
He Andrew's a moron.
Yeah.
Like, just the thing about the Cuomo brothers, you look at them and they're not. They don't look that smart.
No.
They read a little dim. They read confident. They read like maybe charismatic in the right situation, especially Chris. But they read a little dim.
That is, though, we are stereotyping. East Coasters don't sound super smart to me. When they have that accent, forget about what you talk, that kind of thing, I think stereotyping.
That I don't. That's not my issue. I, having grown immune to the, I know I've tried jokes. I wanted to do a joke about if you want to not be scared of Edgar Allan Poe's writing, hear it in a Baltimore accent where he's from. Said the Raven. It's just right. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's not the issue. So the issue is Andrew's going to get probably popped out of office.
Okay.
The bigger issue is when Chris got sick, Andrew got him special access to testing, and people are saying that that's wrong.
Mm.
And CNN released a statement like, we don't get involved and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think you gotta, that's one of those things where like, what do you think's going to happen, guys? If your brother's the governor and you get an illness, he didn't get him a vaccine. He got him a test to see if he was sick or not. Like, I guess it's a scandal, but that's one of those things, like, it's like when
wasn't trying to get.
Yeah. And didn't have a stupid brother that was the governor. So that's one of, it's like, I can't, I mean, really.
No, who,
that's a scandal. They're trying to make it a scandal, but I kind of think everyone that hears about it, it's like,
I would test? Do it. Back, especially when he got sick, that was high anxiety for
you. And I got antibody tests.
Yeah,
come and get us.
We got antibody tests from from your hookup.
Yeah, not even the governor. Not even the love gov, as they're gonna I'm sure they've called him on that's what they used to call Spitzer.
Really?
The love gov. The New York Post has horrible great headlines. The love gov.
So
yeah, like, stop it. Like, get him on the sex stuff. That's fine.
Yeah. But get him, what did Chris do?
All right, here's an argument. They came at Andrew Cuomo because he would hire women in some cases by physical type. Not like they weren't unqualified, but they would go, you look like you'd work, like a waitress, like a Hooters type thing. Whatever. So my question is, do you think men aren't getting hired for looks?
Yeah, everyone is hot.
Everyone's getting hired for looks
hot
in the world.
Hot. Yeah.
Everyone's getting hired for hype, looks. Is charisma not a reason to hire someone? Like, where they're trying to draw the line at, like, he hired attractive women, and it's kind of like,
you can't really.
Good luck legislating against that. Right. Good luck. Like, really good luck. Like, the water that makes the don't give water to people in line seem enforceable.
Right.
Whereas you can't hire people based on looks, so you just never say that. You go, oh, she seems smarter, and you wink, and then they don't catch it in the wiretap.
I watched this random 2020, you know, they like don't do journalism, so they just experiment on people.
What would you do? Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was something else.
It was Spills and Chills.
Spills and Chills. And they sent two good-looking people and two, you know, not as, like, just regular-looking people out in New York in a very touristy area, and they were all lost. They just had a map and were pretending to be like, which way? Everyone helped.
Please.
The lost,
after
attractive
me.
Couple.
Yeah.
Everyone. No, so few people helped the unattractive couple. I think one person.
Yeah.
That
was also ugly. Another uggo. A fellow ugg. Known from like, the ugly meetings.
So they did it in so many different scenarios that it was blatantly clear that
we like attractive people.
And we like to be close to attractive
people. It's like being, it's a god. It's the closest you can get to a god. You can't believe that.
That's extreme, Neil.
No, god? I believe that's what it is. It's proof of God. It's like Michael Jordan is so good at basketball. You go, he must know God or something. Mm. Or LeBron's so big. You're like, fucking, I don't know. I'm going to stay near that. Because that seems like he's
got
a hookup.
You don't
want to
go away from it. Right, exactly.
He's got some kind of celestial hookup. Now, guys, the joke's on you because I have the celestial hookup. And I've been clear about that. But in life, death is a comma. Now, so that's what it's like. Cleanliness right, is next to godliness. It's like attractiveness is and talent. And it's hard to believe Michael Jackson wasn't some way ordained to the point where you're like, I don't want to press charges against this fucking guy. I'm going to get in trouble with whatever made that is going to be mad at me for enforcing. So this idea that you can't hire for attractiveness, I thought of two jokes when you were talking about it. There, Alex Bays wrote a joke for Tina and Amy on the Golden Globes. The intro was for there. It was an intro, and it was like a young supermodel's warm vagina. Please welcome Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's good. Did they use it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a Bays special, one of the best, maybe the best joke writer alive. And secondly, Colin Quinn had a joke in one of his shows where when you're ugly and you enter a room, everyone's like, what? When you're good looking, it's like, hey, can I help you? When you're ugly, it's like, what?
What do you want?
Yeah. Like, ugh, what? You're fucking this up. Get out of here.
Think about it. When you're young, who has cooties? The fat kid.
Yeah. When you're old, according to me. According to me a month ago. And by cooties, you mean diabetes, correct? Folks, do you mean comorbidities? By cooties, you mean comorbidities.
Well,
cooties
what,
is showed. You okay, can't spell it? Cooties without comorbidities.
Then, okay, well, when we were young, we had a cootie shot. So what's the cootie shot when you're old?
Insulin.
Okay.
From what I can tell. And the vaccine. And the Pfizer. The boat got free.
Yeah, like today.
Yeah. I did. I gotta say, I never felt passion for this story.
No, neither did I. I was like,
no passion. Suez Canal's not
Suez.
Even. You wanted to hit me with the
Suez.
Panama. Panama, now we're talking.
Panama, now we're, like, we're getting somewhere. But, Suez.
And even all the stuff of like prices are going to go up. And yeah,
now,
you know, this is
they
a
did
12%
lose
of.
This number blew my mind. $400 million worth of goods passes through the Suez Canal an hour.
That's something.
That's, and so for 7 days, we'll figure that number out. Just joking.
Not him. Bianca, please. Will, edit yourself out.
No one cares.
Will, erase your memory for the last 20 seconds.
I'm joking. But when you do, see, we were saying, if you told me the number, it's like, who knows? But when you say $400 million an hour.
Yeah. That's my,
move
I can
the
see
boat.
That. Yeah.
Move
but even
boat.
That, I don't really care because none of it's my merch. So I didn't, yeah. I never cared. I don't, it maybe it's my aversion to the sea. I don't love boats. I don't like tankers. I don't like seafood.
Tankers.
I like tankers, but not tankers. You know what I mean. I don't like seafood. I don't like fish. I don't like seaweed. I don't like
scuba diving.
Scuba I've never done. I don't mind a snorkel.
Snorkel.
I don't mind a snorkel if it's 78 degrees minimum in the water.
I can get down with that.
And
so no maritime interest.
No.
Okay.
Don't. I mean, if someone invited me on a rich, if a rich person that my
yacht?
Friends know said, come on so and so's yacht, I might go.
Might? You'd still think about it a little bit?
I would. I'd let them know last day.
Wow.
I'd slow play it. Although I do like vacationing to a beach. So
you like looking at water. You just don't want to interact.
I don't want to. I like looking at. I don't mind a jet ski. Although if there's no waves, it gets old in 40 seconds. and beach of sand is white dirt. Been clear
that's
about
what
that.
What I call you, Neil.
And so. So, rest in power, Suez Canal boat. I never cared for you, but I'm glad you're free. You could relate as a person that's been stuck in relationships he didn't want to be in.
Just jackknifed.
Yeah, in that way, I really was rooting for you. Now, this is a cancellation issue.
This is so wild.
So
it's my kind of viral.
Yes.
My kind of viral.
A gentleman named Jensen Karp, who is who is a LA guy,
producer,
television guy, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
He produced.
Got the mic.
Yeah, he produced.
Drop the mic,
which I'd heard he stole.
Wait, is Drop the Mic the one with Method Man?
It's the one with Chrissy, I think. No, that's Lip Sync Battle. Drop the Mic was the one where, like, Shaq, your feet are too... It's bad. It's just My Nightmare. It was called My Nightmare.
Okay.
Go back to that other article. Thank you.
Wait, he stole Drop the Mic?
That's what the headline said. So, anyhow, he found a shrimp tail in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And made a thing about it on Twitter. It goes viral. He's married to the woman who played Topanga on Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
So it's all. And then what? Then this is like a good lesson here, which is keep your head below the parapet. If I may be an old man,
that
is a war phrase.
I'm gonna write that.
Parapet is the
trenches
where they can see you. Yeah, it's but the parapet is like the, I think it's raised. It's like a crow's nest in Schindler's List.
Okay.
Anyhow, he raised his head above the parapet, and he got a bunch of not me twos, me alsos.
I as wells.
He got many eyes as wells. he got a few eyes wells from. He got one from a woman named Melissa Stetton, who I follow on Twitter, and
you
I believe
followed?
She's read for a commercial.
Did she have a callback?
She did get a callback. So something to think about. Fuck. Called him a manipulative, gaslighting, narcissist ex-boyfriend who once told me he was surprised I didn't kill myself because my life was so worthless.
That is cruel.
This is one of those things where I hear about other guys and I, first of all, give myself a good job, Neil. And I should be surprised, but I kind of can never believe. I believe them, but I'm like, I can't believe guys are like this.
I told you when a guy around my school just asked me for the time, just dick out when I was a kid. Like it. And
I'm talking about boyfriends. I'm not talking about my mom has a shitload of stories about people flashing her when she was younger.
Really? Is that a thing?
It's one of these weird things. You bring up the 30s and within a minute, my mom's going to talk about people flashing her. And it creeps me out every time, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay. So you are not surprised with
strangers.
I'm not
surprised by the general riffraff of male behavior. What I am surprised by is guys dating adult women as adults who all are in the kind of the same industry or very connected, acting like this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then I think about the shit I feel bad about. I feel bad. People think this is mean. I don't know if I've ever said this on podcast. I said to a girlfriend at one point, I said, "You're not as healthy as I thought you were."
That's the most Neil shit ever.
You know I said it. It was pretty early on.
You're not
as healthy.
Was this mentally or physically? Did she eat bad and you didn't know?
This was about her behavior and her...
Oh.
This wasn't about... Ouch. It was about inter-emotional shit.
What did she say?
She cried and a bunch of people have said it's very mean. And I'm like, I don't think that's mean. I think that's I thought you were healthier. You carry yourself as... The thing with women is you guys present very healthy. Stationary, smell good, hair, makeup, wardrobe. That's neither here nor there. The fact that this happens to that women with followings that he's doing this or he did it allegedly to these women is that's where I get how tone deaf are you that you would do that even 5 years ago?
Yeah. Guys are tone deaf though. I mean, yeah. They can be.
This is a weird control thing, though.
It feels behind that he seems lighthearted and fun, and there's a control situation.
Yeah. I mean, this, all I can say is in some ways, makes me feel good about me.
Why does it make you?
No, because I think the worst thing you could write is Neil had a thing where he would say, "This is a two apology offense." You know what I mean? I almost wish someone would write one of these and then people would A, think it's funny, or B, go "What are you, this isn't an article."
Right.
Now, my argument against this is, it's not illegal, right?
Being an asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. So now he'll be treated like he committed a crime.
Yeah.
But what's the crime?
None.
So that's where I go
unfavorable.
He should not have treated, if the way what they said is true, he should not have treated a young lady like that. But on the other hand, seems out of proportion. There's no proportion to any of this shit. So now we're all going to, again, maybe it is, but someone, now I'm misogynistic because I'm not you should be able to attack a guy or a woman in public for how they were in a relationship, even though it wasn't a physical transgression. It's just an asshole.
Well, you know a lot of people and... I think
I know so many more people than anyone.
So
I know I've met.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So if one of them goes viral for something innocuous, I feel like you have a, what I heard type of story. Not like you say it, but you have that knowledge on.
Oh, something. Yeah.
You just wouldn't say it, but
yeah.
If you were a different type of person, you might want to put someone on Blast, you know?
Yeah, right. But I
like.
Wouldn't.
I feel like it's just. No,
it's
I know
not like I don't have the ammunition.
You have so
much. Of course
much
I do. But look, I'm a walking grenade. what I'm saying
in
is
a parapet.
Yeah, and a parapet, not an epaulette. That's on the sleeve. You're gonna get them confused. Trust me. I've been knowing both of them for about 20 years, and it's been a heck of a ride.
Great guys.
I wouldn't.
You know what I mean? Some people will
and
tell
the
you,
other
like,
thing that
you know
I
what
didn't
I heard,
say,
you know?
Right, but the other thing that I don't know if I've said on the show, guys never do this to each other.
Does seem like it's a lot more women.
It's usually tattling. Women and gay men.
Interesting. Well, gay men are guys.
Right, but let me finish.
Okay.
Because they will not have to fight the guy under any circumstances.
So you think there's an
I'm
added,
positive.
Okay.
I'm positive. That's why. I'm
don't
not even going to let
me.
You finish the
don't
question.
Fight me.
The reason more guys, why don't you condemn? Because I'm going to have to fight him and he'll beat me up.
Neil's going to have to wear his
why.
Tennis shoes.
Which is why guys always say, call the cops. Call the cops. Whenever there's a problem, I always say, call the cops. Call, get litigation involved. Because I don't want to have to fight that person, which I will have to do if I condemn him publicly.
Have you ever defied
there is
a girl
someone up? Now who may want to fight me because of something I said on Twitter that was standing with basically condemning this guy. So what I'm saying is women think men are cowards, and I say I'm not a coward. I'm a fucking taxpayer. Call the cops. I paid for them.
Okay.
Call the cops.
Fair enough. Call the cops.
Yes. Yeah, well, the cops
well,
got
no,
their
the
own
cops
problems.
Didn't.
Will, that's the wrong
Will.
Cue. So what I'm saying is if you're in showbiz as a guy and you date women in showbiz, be nice to them. Be nice to any woman. But that's the problem with dating people you work with is it's all fucking connected. And
also breaking up. No, very rarely do people have a good breakup. I'm not saying it was just a regular breakup, but people do really shitty things in breakups that you are blown away by, that you remember. He was nice, but at the end, he acted like a fucking asshole.
Yes, and I've had, by the way, women also do horrible things.
I know, I was just
saying from my and the reason guys don't out women is because they don't want to fight their new boyfriend. That's why you never see guys go, because I'm going to have to, as I said to somebody, I don't know if he did the thing he's accused of, but I do know that I don't have time to take karate classes four nights a week to fight him.
The funny part is that this situation kind of didn't end up that bad for Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You'd think.
They came out on top.
This is not a finger in the chili Wendy's. Scandal. This
I didn't
is
know where you were going after finger.
Finger in the Chili's Wendy scandal, where everyone's like, I know it was fake, but I don't want the chili for a little bit.
Yeah, it hasn't dimmed my light for Cinnamon Toast Crunch one bit. Not one knob on Will's lights.
Oh, come on, let's do it.
Hit it. Little Nas X. Did you see the video?
It's fantastic. Although it's, apparently little
apparently
plagiarism.
It's a little stolen.
Little stolen.
From Jensen Karp. apparently it's a little stolen, which.
Also, is the devil Eric Andre?
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Now they're mad.
Will.
That there. I have a few thoughts on this,
come on.
Which is he killed Satan at the end.
It's not. In the small, it looked like him more.
No.
That's not him.
You're racist.
No, I'm not.
You're a racist person. You think all black people look like Eric Andre? You think all devils look like Eric Andre?
I don't.
I will say this for Little Nas X. Looks like he's having a very good time being a young gay man.
Good for him. Go.
God fucking bless. I was watching him going like, this kid's having a fucking good time.
I like watching people enjoy themselves, and he's enjoying
himself. Of course. He's absolutely, I say that with absolute, he's being like,
himself.
Performatively, yeah, he's being very aggressively homosexual.
Unapologetically, aggressively,
whatever you want to call it.
I love it.
He's moisturized. He's in good shape.
Moist.
He's wearing like women's boots. It's all a little androgynous. He's got a lot going on. The devil fucks him. He fucks the devil. Although I don't know if he fucked him.
I think he twerks on him.
He twerked on him. And look, if the devil something got somewhere else, who am I to judge the devil?
That's for BTS.
But yeah. I also think there's a section of this song that's got a legitimately great melody.
Oh.
Again, neither here nor there. And what I would say is Christians and Republicans are fake mad at him. Are people worried about Satan? First of all, he brought Satan back.
Satan's he brought a comeback.
Satan back. Like Satan can do personal appearances again. His privates are going to go. His PA agent is going to blow up. So that's like, oh yes, Satan. I forgot about Satan.
We forgot. We haven't heard Satan.
Yeah.
It's hilarious the amount of misspellings to Satan. Very funny. So I don't know. I think it's the drop of blood. They don't like.
Yeah,
the drop
but
of blood.
And the other thing is, first of all, Nike had to distance themselves.
Nike was
funny.
Like,
you know what's
you
no, you know what's fucked up
that.
When Nike's like, hey, we had nothing to do with this. You know what we're about? Child labor, and Asian sweatshops. That's us and markups. But this Satan, this blood stuff. Come on, guys. Apparently, Satan said he wants nothing to do with it. So that's pretty wild.
Miles X, who?
He's having a blast. He's been a young guy. This was like the thing that everyone did in the 80s. All of heavy metal was about Satan and Judas Priest and the
Christians
fucking
were
horns.
Mad then,
and
right?
They were mad then. And if Lil Nas X thinks this is like controversial now, this is to that thing where they're kissing at the end of the HIV meds, where it's like, dude, this would have gotten you in 1990 if he'd done this. I don't know. They would have shot him into outer space. Like, there's no, they would have been so gacked from this.
Like,
yeah, like, we don't know how to comprehend this. Like, you think about what Madonna was controversial for.
Right.
Like dancing blowing, sexy in a wedding dress.
Blowing,
okay.
Blowing Jesus? Was it blowing Jesus?
I don't know if she blew him even.
I think she did.
I think she.
Black Jesus. What are you?
Madonna. The problem with Madonna and Jesus.
Yeah, Madonna is an actual
Madonna
thing.
Video, whatever. Leon was
Leon.
Jesus. Leon was Jesus, of course.
Leon.
And it was like they didn't like using the Christian imagery.
Yeah, they didn't like
In
Christianity's defense, they have the best imagery of all the religions.
Look, I've always said they do. They really do. It's like Kevin Christie made the observation, the ISIS flag. Yeah. The flag of ISIS, fantastic. Black, white lettering. Mm.
It's like the
aromantics from last week. That's a heck of a flag, ISIS. It's because it looks homemade, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like a vintage poster.
Yes.
I love the all Lives Matter flag is so not, black and white.
It.
No, it's just a black and white flag.
All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter?
No. The All Lives Matter one, well, they have the blue. That's stupid. But usually it's not, it doesn't look that bad. It's like toned down. So it's.
I believe
like,
it's the cover of Stankonia. is what you're talking about.
I think even some rapper started wearing it.
Southern playalistic.
There you go.
Come on.
There
some
you
rappers
go.
Started
well,
wearing it. And they're like, don't wear that flag. It's like, oh, I just thought it was
Outcast.
Like, I kind of get it. This
look.
Is a bad flag. Don't, this is not what I'm talking
I'm
about.
Serving looks, dog.
It's not your fault, but. No.
So I follow Lil Nas X on Twitter because of this. He got me.
Take this flag off.
He got me.
And what's funny is that Christians, even recently, have spent so much time and effort attacking gay people, not accepting them.
Yeah.
Trying to reprogram their brains.
What if you drove them into Satan's arms? They drove them into Satan. Where else were they going to go? You won't take them. Satan will make them a cake. I'll tell you that. Satan will make you a cake.
So why are you mad that they are making a mockery of your symbolism? Who cares?
There's no Christianity in it. It's all Satan shit. So that's one of those things where it's like, who owns that?
Right.
Whose symbol, whose imagery is that?
Well, that is kind of Christian because a lot of religions don't have the idea of hell or Satan.
Yeah.
Like Judaism doesn't have it. Buddhism doesn't have it. There isn't. That is kind of a Christian symbol.
Yeah.
But I guess they have demons in other ones, but or things like that. But why are you mad? The Pope just said they have to. They're like, dumb.
I mean, they're dumb in that, like, just don't say anything. It'll go away.
Didn't the Pope just condemn?
No gays. So you drove it. You did it. Satan's going to make him a cake. Satan's going to make little Nas X a cake. How about that?
Moving on.
So now, Chet Hanks.
What a guan, Bama Clad.
It's about to be a white boy summer.
I mean, is he wrong? Here's what I'll say for Chet Hanks. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Chet Hanks could be the Tom Hanks of Cameo if he wanted to be. Chet Hanks could make a fucking killing on Cameo. And a heck of a nose and a heck of a jawline on that kid.
Great. He's a nice symmetrical face.
And by the way, if you asked what celebrity kid is this, Tom Hanks wouldn't be in my top 500.
Never.
Colin Hanks, on the other hand.
What's
Tom Hanks like? So Chet Hayes, it could be the Tom Hanks of Cameo. Chet Hanks Hayes, he used to be called Chet Hayes. I believe it told the story that he took someone I know to prom.
Who?
Chet Hanks.
Uh-huh.
And showed up with another girl.
He didn't say that already.
This kid's been throwing strikes
fuck boy.
For a while.
That is mean.
It wasn't mean. She explained to me it wasn't that mean. So, whatever. He did.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. I want to get into his business. But but this kid's been out. This kid's been wild.
He's
for at least a dozen years. Now, if you're doing a music festival, do you not book Chet Hanks as a reggae artist for the afternoon? 3:45.
Just it like the walk-in?
Just have him do a half an hour of reggae gibberish. From 3:45 to 4:15.
He's so bad.
On that other stage.
Oh, what a gun.
Give me some.
What?
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from that golden glow of your eyes.
No, don't play my song. Fuck him.
Just do Jamaican fake Jafakan monologues. Jafakan monologues. Put a beat underneath it. And give this kid the bubblegum stage or whatever.
Right.
3:45 to 4:15. You can get him for 10 grand. I say we do it.
He's going a little way of Kevin Federline. He's like a charismatic Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline had no...
Well, he's a charismatic.
I have no idea what he said. I have no idea what he talked like.
Hello, Popo's out.
I don't know what that is.
His song?
Nope.
Okay. He was just like that douchey. What did we say at the one of our the early days of this podcast? Rick.
He's a
Rick. Racial identity.
Racial
crisis.
Identity crisis. Yes.
He's just real Ricky. He's mm-hmm. a real Ricky, and that's funny because we're obviously laughing at them. But
right.
At what point do we hate them? You know what I mean? Because it is obviously funny because it's obnoxious.
I just, the other thing I was like, can you imagine being Tom Hanks' son? Like the fucking.
Colin's not doing bad.
Colin, because Colin was born, he got like 10 years of Tom Hanks as a normal person.
Mm. How, then, what's the difference? Oh, he's 43. He looks good.
Yeah, Colin's 43. So he's born in 77. Tom Hanks doesn't pop really till
he's
like,
the same age as you.
More or less, yeah. We're friends on Twitter.
Oh, Chad looks so sweet at one point.
Yeah. So if you're Tom Hanks' son, you grow up in Brentwood, like just
identity. He's a Rick.
I feel bad for Chad. Not. I feel.
No, I mean, really, why? Not like he's rich. Like, why? What?
Because. When you're a guy and your dad is the biggest movie star in the world, like if John David Washington wasn't a big star, I believe that he has other brothers.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's like Charlie Murphy or Vernon.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird
there's
pressure.
Like, it's a little better. Your life's a little better in some ways and a lot worse in some ways. Mm. So being a rich, like, what's his name? Michael Douglas's kid went to prison for 10 years. Like,
messed up.
I don't, it's, you're rich and people resent you and they.
No, I get that. You can see how being a celebrity kid can, you can sink or swim.
Yeah.
Or like just be regular.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he like relishes in it. He likes it.
Well, now he's like a heel, which is why I'm saying let's book this kid.
Heel Hanks.
This is when he came out with the juice.
Yo, big up the youth them way out of Kingston. Me wake up this morning and me see the thing turn up. Internet gone mad. Respect, you don't know. Me soon forward, I got.
This is a really bad self-tape to get a role as a reggae artist.
Also,
on
imagine,
Skills and Thrills.
Imagine Tom Hanks watching this.
Imagine Tom Hanks having a conversation with him. Can you?
By the way, the girl I know who went to the prom said he talked to Patchwa then.
No.
But from Tom Hanks' point of view, you must just be like, whew. Like, you know, I'm like about World War II.
Right.
Like, that's my thing. I do, like, I'm an American everyman, and I would just like to say to Chet, my son Chet. So, whew. Fuck. I mean, pray for everyone.
He was on Your Honor. He was on the show I watched.
He's the one. He's Your Honor, Junior?
No, he's just a supporting character and was fine.
Yeah. Acting. He's you know still how I like, feel about acting.
No, I don't mean the quality.
He was a zombie? He looks like a zombie.
I think he got punched.
This is
in the
one
eye.
Of those. This is a Walking Dead spinoff, Your Honor. It's about a zombie judge. Wow, this is a video game. This is the Last of Us.
Oh my god! All right, okay.
We don't have to take this shit. I sent you an article from the Washington Post about that we're gonna have another Roaring Twenties on our hands.
Roaring.
Do you think that's true?
Well, look at spring break in Florida.
Yes.
Most people were not in college. It was an opportunity to like
pop it off.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't know. I think it's not going to be as
I don't think it'll pop off.
Sweet. I don't think it'll be as culturally defining.
Hopefully we will get another Hitler at the end.
Okay.
Of these of this 20s, another second Hitler. But this is my own bias. I have no fucking idea. By the way, the person who wrote the article has no fucking idea either.
No, this is all just he needed to write something.
Yeah.
Do you get
our sparkly dresses coming back? Like it's like
right. Some people are getting I read a thing where some people are getting anxiety that things are opening up again because it got really comfortable.
You're talking to him. We've talked about this like 3 weeks ago. Like, I don't like this. I liked my life.
But you
make two commercials.
Okay.
One, I make a Gatorade and a Chase, and I sit and I'm a bad boy. And okay. I do stand up like twice a month.
Do you care what's going on outside?
What do you mean?
Like, who cares if it's open? It's not like you're going to participate, really.
I wouldn't mind
going
to dinner at a restaurant. In fact, I did go to a dinner at a restaurant this past week at Crossroads.
Crossroads? I was going to say, your beloved is open?
Yeah.
I have a...
I fucked up, though, because I didn't study the waitress's names on my placards before I went in, because I was like...
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's
come
been
on. A while.
But I haven't gone and sat there.
I won from the store. I won a gift certificate of a free meal at Crossroads, and I just kept, every time I saw it, I'd
nothing
laugh,
grubber than bringing in a fucking gift certificate. Even if you paid top dollar for it, you feel like a little bit of a piece of shit.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually got one once, and I just called ahead. I'm like, I know I had the person who gave it to us arrange. I'm like, I'm not gonna bring you a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Please don't make me do that. But I just thought it'd be so funny if during the pandemic I was like, says I can.
So, no, there's, I'm here for what's mine. We're almost going out of business. That's not my problem. My problem is I'm hungry and I have a gift certificate that says you're going to end that. Yeah.
Oh.
So, who fucking knows? Madonna posted, I saw it. First of all, I follow a lot of meme accounts on Instagram, and there's way too many butts and stuff. I'll be watching, I'll be scrolling. It'll be a girl in a bikini. I'm like, dog.
I don't know
why.
Why do they do the random, not funny or associated to anything? Hot girl.
Because I think they
get paid. They must get paid.
Yeah, they get paid.
It seems like an ad, but
yeah, and it's just a bummer. anyhow, Madonna posted one. Madonna, who was a singer in the 80s.
And 90s and 2000s.
Ray 90s. Ray Light. But that was the
Confessions
end. That was 97.
Of a dance floor.
She posted a...
Damn, her titties are fat.
She posted a thing. It's, you know, it's when you try hard, it's when you die hard.
Her boobs look great.
I don't know. I mean, yes, in a vacuum... Those are Madonna had the best boob nipple ratio of my lifetime, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. That one photo.
The one photo with the hairy armpits from 81.
When she's hitchhiking?
Well, that's later. Madonna
in the sex book. The one in the sex book.
Madonna was as hot a woman as there's been. So it's super old. Her daughter, by the way, looks like Madonna if she never went to a beautician and didn't do her eyebrows, didn't dye her hair. That's what Madonna
looks
like.
But the funny thing is, she looks like Madonna until you see her dad, and then she looks exactly like her dad.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yes. Her dad used to live in a building that I lived in New York.
Really?
Yeah. The guy's good looking.
He's, good looking.
By the way, not like a fame, no doorman or anything. He wasn't a rich guy. Anyhow, my friend Eddie Brill still lives in the building. It's where we used to play poker. Long story. Anyhow.
Love it. Not so bad.
Yeah. So someone said, what is Madonna? Some other internet thing picked it up and was what's Madonna serving? And I said, butterscotch candies from the bottom of her purse.
Did you write that?
I did. It didn't get that many likes, by the way. Got 20 likes, which was that's a pretty good joke. I had a hot comment yesterday. By the way, you can pick up followers with comments. Just putting funny comments on other people's shit. Yeah, it always shocks me. So I'll be like, why are they getting these followers?
I would never follow somebody because they made a funny comment.
You see what I wrote, then you go, who the fuck is
this?
Hey, that's not the stop.
So predictable.
Madonna. Oh, Blake, our friend Blake dunked in a game.
That's good.
He hadn't. He.
Because didn't he have a?
He dunked.
Still got it.
And yell, I have to call him. I don't think he's going to pick up because he's brand new now.
Call him. He's going to be brand new.
He's going to be brand new. You know how he is.
He does. He big times us and he gives us $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ain't picking up. He would have picked up by now.
Should we leave a message?
No. You can't leave a message on FaceTime.
You should be able to just leave an aggressive video. I have an Android. I wouldn't know.
He ain't picking up. He's brand new. He's in New York now. He don't know nobody.
He's in New York?
Yeah, he got traded to the Nets.
I have a question. Explain to me basketball stuff. So what were all these memes? Because it was like the Dream Team, and then they're like the Brooklyn
basically
Nets.
Basically, the Nets had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, two of the top five.
Still.
Top 10. And then they got James Harden, who's like the best.
Okay.
And then, so they had those three, and then they got Blake.
Okay.
Who is a, you know, one
beast mode.
Is like he's a multi-time all-star, like a generate, you know, great fucking player. And then they got another guy.
What's his name?
They got LaMarcus Aldridge. So like another guy, like
they're all great.
They're all like Blake and LaMarcus are probably out of the who fucking knows, but like they've had injuries, whereas those three guys are like peaking.
And it's five. Those are all starters.
The game is five. Yeah, the game is Blake and LaMarcus will come off the bench, and they're like all like
is it a big deal?
Okay. I mean, it's a thing people can complain about.
Complain or be like, oh, this is
well.
Dope.
Blake made a good point, which is like everyone said I sucked,
right?
And then I got on the Nets, and you're like, this is not fair. Like, right. Well, I thought I sucked. That's where you see the thing. Say what you want about Blake, very petty person.
I love it.
The core of our relationship is based on a shared pettiness. Did you see what he said when he dunked?
I still got it.
Play it.
Oh. With the love to Blake Griffin as he stares down the Pistons bench.
He's saying it like, I knew it.
I knew.
But you guys didn't think I had. That's such a movie. Right.
I
was going to text because he's a coward, he didn't pick up. But I was going to say, did you feel like you were flying again? but he's a good guy. And I'm happy. And the funny thing was somebody texted me and asked if Blake needed a sublet in New York.
Oh, wow.
And I had to write back. He makes $45 million a year. Do you think he's going to sublet an apartment in Brooklyn?
Your friend with the walk up with no doorman?
I mean, kind of. I don't know what this was.
What?
Millennials don't like boobs.
Oh, okay.
And poll kids what career they want.
Well, hold on. So the kids, so they polled kids which careers they want. And okay, so they did a survey, and in the US and the UK, now the number one career aspirations for kid is YouTube or a vlogger.
They did a study.
Which is, it feels like, what are we doing where
it's our obsolescence. We're building our own, the thing that will undo us all is what we're doing. We're just building the contraptions by which we're hoisting ourselves up by our own petard is my old man.
Oh my God.
His own petard.
Okay. Petard. What the fuck is that?
Look that up, Lou. Hoisted by his own petard. There it is. Hoist with his own petard. Hoist. That may be the oldest man phrase I've ever
it
old man.
It comes with a photo of old man
like
shit.
Like old English drawing. The meaning is literally that a bomb maker is blown up. Hoist,
oh, that's funny.
Off the ground by his own bomb. A petard is a small explosive device. You've been hoisted, ladies and gentlemen. You've been hoisted.
So like more than a third of the kids surveyed wanted to be a vlogger or a YouTuber.
I remember in high school, part of the crew, the drinking, the preschool
bad
crew.
Kid crew.
The preschool crew. I remember arguing with one of the guys in it and going like, you don't want to be famous? And he was like, no. And I was like, not at all. Mm. And he's like, not even a little bit. I always felt like, again, this is, so I can't even judge these kids. Mm. I always felt like I had a camera crew following me, even though I didn't have a camera. I was like, that was kind of my POV.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm a kid in high school and like, this is the video about me. It's a maniac's point of view. And the only, and then the next person I ever met who had that point of view was Dave Chappelle.
That's so funny.
I remember going like, did you ever feel like, and he's like, yeah, absolutely. He called it, we ended up calling it the unseen audience.
That's good.
Like you doing should, shit.
Could you
for,
do a sketch? That's a funny.
Well, it's doing shit for, it's if you're ever, it's like if somebody, it's.
Just like hamming it up. That,
it's
no
not even, you're not even hamming it up. Okay. It's a documentary about you.
Oh, okay.
So the unseen audience is like, you say something funny to a guy at a drugstore that no one.
No. Yeah.
Your audience will get it. They don't exist. But it's the right. They'll appreciate
right.
it. Even though they're never going to see it.
That's
and
very
no
good.
One has any idea what you're talking about.
That's very good.
I think it's a. I assume it's a form of narcissism. It's like a. something. It's. I'm sure it's a. On the tree of narcissism. Right. It's a symptom. It's a symptom of narcissism, but it was fun. So I can't judge these kids. Why wouldn't you want to be an influencer?
Why? What was your YouTuber back when you were in high school? Like
MTV VJs.
That's really fun.
Or that they were like, you know, John Norris,
Kennedy,
John Norris, Adam, wait, something with the hair.
Sujin Park.
Sujin Park was Park, like Park. Late. Sujin oh, Park was like.
What about Ananda?
Ananda, someone shouted out Ananda the other day on.
She's hot. Was she considered as sexy as you?
She didn't do it for me. But she, I know what you mean.
Who was the weird
Adam Curry,
guy? Who's the weird? Talk like that.
Matt Pinfield. These are all the late 90s people, of course.
Who was the crazy guy? His hair was always out?
The guy that they found on a they found him in a contest. Oh, fuck. He had one name, I believe.
Yeah, it was one name. It was like Kennedy, but...
It was...
Fuck, what was his name?
They found him in... He was like kind of homeless.
No, not Caduce. Not Caduce.
Caduce, please. Don't. We're not bringing Caduce in here. Not Tyrese, not Caduce. I used to do a joke about this. It was like...
He was like...
Jesse. Jesse something.
Oh, it. Yeah, Jesse.
It was Jesse... Jesse Camp.
Jesse Camp.
Yes.
That was it, but I thought I was thinking bigger with the name.
There he is. He's gotten better looking.
Yeah.
No, but he had me and then he lost me. He was cute and then he got on meth. Now he looks
oh,
like me.
Oh, no. Is now that him?
Like Tommy, me and Tommy Lee, or as I like to call it, Tommy Me. Oh now, guys, okay, I come up with puns. That. The machine, once I turn the machine on, in the morning, guys, it's going to come up with puns and there's nothing we can do about it.
And then
millennials.
Apparently, boobs are not, Dems are not popular with
they
this.
Don't like them.
They're not as popular. Butts are more popular with the millennials.
Click on them. Click on that
click
link.
On the, click on embrace.
Pretty depressing study. What's the matter? This is from 3 years ago.
But no, there was one that came. I like read the article that was.
Breast-related surges. Only make 1.5% of all surgeries. Well, that's okay.
Wait.
Let me explain this to you.
Explain it.
You could only search when it started, there was boobs
okay.
and butts.
Okay.
Those were the categories.
Okay.
Now there's 75. Like, what do you want to do to the boobs?
Okay.
Do you,
yes.
How big do you want the? There's so many subcategories.
I just like.
Do you want to smack it? Do you want a dick? Whatever. There's so many categories okay. that's you
I just,
can't
okay.
get. Now.
Am I going? I'm just like. Am I obsolete? I'm not.
No, you got a couple years left.
Oh. Rude.
Now here's my question.
Okay.
That is an argument I've had with Jamila Jamil a number of times, which is because she claims a lot of her friends like short guys, which I'm like,
no,
I don't think that's true.
Don't like
you. How much of this is conditioning?
I think most of it. Because
I don't think most of it is conditioning.
Why? I mean, think about it. Back in the day, people would be commenting on a woman's ankles. Like, you got some nice ankles, girl. Show them off.
Because that was all they could show.
Right. But it is conditioning, I'm just saying. So, and now that you can show a lot more, who gives a fuck about an ankle?
You're misunderstanding. What I'm saying is, if you were you propagandized into liking tall guys? I say that about you and most women. I think it's evolutionary. You want a tall guy because you're afraid of threats.
Okay.
You want a guy with broad shoulders. You want a guy with a big forehead. I don't think that there's any men like women with big breasts. I mean, it's a joke I used to do, but it's like we literally think they'll be able to feed a baby better.
Sure. But if we don't compare it with men, if we just keep it to women and what is the body parts that are, you know, popular.
But why take it out of men? Is my point.
Because I think there's enough examples of women. Looking at a big butt doesn't tell you like what? She takes giant shits? I mean, it's like, that's something else we're conditioning ourselves
to. That's what I like.
Okay. I'm just saying, I get boobs.
Clog my pipes, you know what I mean? Okay. Keep going.
I get boobs. I get the like hip to waist ratio thing. But ankles, okay.
But I don't, no one, the ankles thing is like when they're covered head to toe. What I'm saying is, I like the hot, one of the hottest women ever to me is Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. Now, it was in syndication when I'm starting to think some different things about women. 81, 82. Mm. But also, she's a fucking box to me.
Okay.
Right? And then you get into Freudian stuff. My mom's got dark hair, like shit like that. Like, I don't know. I'm Irish. Like, that's kind. She's part Irish. There's shit like that just works on me without conditioning. Now, if I hadn't seen her as Wonder Woman, would I think she was a fox? I don't know. I tend to think I would because I was offered Charlie's Angels at the same time.
Right.
And everyone's got, or a boy band, everyone picks their guy. I just think you like what you like. And I don't believe it's much conditioning. Cause I've been around black dudes for 20 years that's a very butt centric thing.
Yeah, but
it never, that's less, as a white guy, it's just less butt centric. It's grown more butt-centric over time.
Right. But this is what my point was, that like ankles or anything else that comes, there's some things that just stay in vogue. So like boobs, in the 50s and 60s, when people were talking about ankles and calves and shit, the skirts, it wasn't covered head to toe. I mean, they had giant poked out boobs.
I missed the ankle thing.
You missed it. But I'm just talking about historically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were still like tight clothing on women. Maybe they were covered, but there was a lot to look at, right? Like they had that kind of like more pokey boob shape that we don't really have anymore. Stuff like that.
The figure.
Yeah.
She's got a nice figure.
Exactly. So butts were not super popular. Let's just say amongst the majority white people in the 80s. And they are really popular by like.
Butts, you mean?
Butts. That's what I'm saying. So butts weren't popular in the 80s. When you could see a lot of skin on women, you know what I mean? So I think now it's a little, it just feels like a conditioning. It feels like we see.
Well, the Kardashians.
Kardashians. So the ideal body type has changed. So yeah. I think there's some things that you said, like you said, that are just in you and you can't really change that. And I think there's some things that go with the times. And I don't know. I like butts is a good example. It's not like we were covered head to toe.
What I will say though is I don't get. I think you'd be hard pressed to get me physically. Mm-hmm. Like, what will give you an erection? I don't think you can sell through. I can't because the culture's become more butt centric.
Right.
I don't think you can hack my nervous system or whatever is responsible for boners. The boner department. The boner
your boob
bureau.
More boobs or butt?
I've boobs all day. I've been boobs, but
been boobs.
It's more figure. I'm actually a big skin guy.
Yeah,
you all know me. I'm a skin guy. Skin is like whoosh. Like that's one of those things where I'm like, this is nothing like a man's skin.
you just want it to be so opposite. From
you know what's
man.
Funny about Linda Carter too? Alcoholic.
When not she was not as Wonder healthy Woman. As you thought.
Not as healthy as I thought, but also was I attracted to that? Could I sense it at the age of eight or nine that I, not like I've dated a lot of alcoholic women's, but my dad was.
Right. Is there some things?
But she's like Gal Gadot. It's more or less the same figure.
I do wonder what, I think everything with attraction is three parts, like your environment that you grew up in, what you just actually like. And then what likes you?
For guys, it's 90% the last
what
part.
Likes you?
It's we don't get, you just go, oh, I keep getting this.
I wonder if there's a guy
looks like we got a type, boys.
Do you think that there's a guy out there that gets a certain type that actually really wants another type?
I'm positive there is. That's funny. A guy wrote a note and then wrote a letter today that's like, he's getting older and less attractive, but he still is attracted to, it's guys are like, that's where the fat guy of like rating women, like the grossest dude in the world rating women on the internet. It's like guys never go, you know what? Maybe I should moderate. Cause again, you have to hack your nervous system into being attracted to this other thing. But guys absolutely get our type assigned to us.
And then do you think, I mean, are they just dissatisfied or they don't think about it?
I bet they're dissatisfied. And that they go to prostitute or they sex work, they just have a secret life of the thing they really like.
Do you get the type that you're attracted to?
Yeah. I'm lucky, but I can tell you the psychographic of the kind of woman who likes me a lot, like often. I told this to a woman and she was like, fuck, you're exactly right.
What?
It's a girl woman who is pretty well educated.
Okay. This is who likes
this
you?
This is the kind of girl who likes me routinely. Okay. Pretty well educated and media interested. Maybe works in media, maybe, but is like interested. And I'm a bad boy to her.
Oh, you're like the rebel.
I'm a bad boy because like I'm.
Yeah.
I'm literate. I'm, you know, erudite, well-read, all that shit. But I know a lot of black dudes.
Right. You're the
I'm like a
James
dude,
Dean.
I listen to hip hop credibly.
Right.
Like a little something. It's not actual, but it is if you're that kind of woman. Like,
is that what you're attracted to, or is that just what you get? We're talking about
both.
Internal. Okay, so you're.
It's both. It's all, and a lot of times they have dark hair.
That's funny.
And they're generally in good shape, and they're all attractive. Like they're not. I showed you a bunch of girls that I've dated. Like they're all kind
pretty
of,
attractive, and they're all the same level of attraction.
Yeah. Yep.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
No,
I can look at a girl. I'm like. That's a Neil.
I can look at a girl and be like, she would like me. Not even
it's
like.
It's funny how I bet there is something to that. Cause I know if I know a type of guy that would like me. I can't like categorize it how you can.
Yeah.
But it's just like a spark. It's just like that guy would be attracted to me.
I was dating a girl one time who was like, you know, I went to Harvard, and I was like, I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. No. Like it's not. I'm not like, what?
Yeah, no, Neil, please.
The Harvard, Schmarvard. but yeah, like, so you can kind of tell. It's not even about me. There's also those things of like, if they put a bunch of people in a room, if they put 10 men and 10 women, that if you would like numerically 1 through 10 in terms of looks, 10s get with 10s, 8s get with 8s. Twos get with twos. Like, and that's
and
that
it's
has to do
up
with like
we, It's fucked up, elimination. Though. It's fucked up when we, when it's a good looking guy and a not so good looking girl, we cannot process it.
Mm-mm.
As Pierce human Brosnan. Beings.
Pierce Brosnan. But Pierce Brosnan's wife is age appropriate looking. People are like, what the fuck? Or yeah, they're like, this guy's weight. A hero.
Right.
Like, this guy's a hero.
Yeah, they look perfect together.
Yeah, actually, they are all... I guess she gained some weight.
She just gained some weight. But yeah, people use her
people
as...
They're like 70.
People use her as ugly spouse.
Yeah.
There's one I'm thinking of that I don't want to say because I think it's pretty cruel.
It's all rude.
It's so
even
rude.
Even what I said was rude. But that's kind of what I meant. I'm friend. A bad boy.
But I also... When I look at that, it does dance on my brain. I'm like, how? Why?
I like that it dances on your brain.
It does. I'm like, how? Why? What? How does that work? Like, what?
Yeah.
We're just
weird.
What
do they even
just...
talk about? Does he make her eat outside?
You know who actually has this issue? I know a few guys who, black men who get white women way more, but actually really want to date a black woman.
Yeah.
They just
they tell the black woman.
Please help me.
They pretend. Oh, I want these. Oh, I wish these white girls. Oh, I'm so
help,
mad.
I'm suffering.
Oh, please. Dear bachelor.
I have doc watches.
Oh, hit me.
Doc watch.
One, I saw this one called The Battle of Versailles 73. And it's really, it actually is so fucking amazing. They should make a movie about it. But basically, in the 70s and before that, the fashion houses, America was seen as like not a serious fashion house. It was all about the European ones. So they brokered a deal that they were going to have like a American presentation of their types of fashion. So they brought like all the hottest fashion designers, but they had to do it quick and they didn't have a budget. So they ended up hiring a lot of lower end models, black models, which were cheaper, and then lower end white models. And they go to, it's just so interesting, all the like race relations and dealing with Europeans in the 70s and the rudeness.
I feel like I've heard about this like somewhere else.
Anyways, really good. That one was good. That's just good. Watch it. If it's not the greatest documentary wise, but the story is so good you forget.
Yeah.
It's great. Did you see Seaspiracy?
No, I didn't watch it yet. I don't know what I was doing this week.
We should, let's just, we'll save it. Let's just save it. But basically, I'm like, okay. You know what? It's on the level of what the hell, Blackfishy type where.
We're 10 years from collapse. I mean, this is one of these things where I'm vegan and people go, fucking, okay.
If you like seafood, don't watch
it. I don't like seafood.
If you don't like seafood,
but I also am, it's like, collapse of the a whole thing, a part of the earth, of the ecosystem, done.
Yes. And but the interesting thing is, one, the guy, you know, I hate to hate on my fellow Persian, but I don't like when people try to make their documentary about them a little and then abandon it. Just stay the whole time. Or
what did he quit?
Like, at first he's
they
just like
turning the footage in.
Or the one where the guy, like, what the hell, like he calls the 1-800 number, like,
yeah,
did you know? And they're like, let me that's bad documentary.
Well, that's bad filmmaking. It's hacky filmmaking.
It's hacky. It's like this is just like a setup. And then he did that to a few people. He's like, they would not sit down for an interview. So you just showed up to their headquarters and accosted
they're
them.
They're afraid. Yeah.
So that was annoying. But it goes places. I did not realize the amount of slavery.
Oh, that's good.
That
is
behind
a
lot of fish.
You ain't getting off. You're 1,000 miles from the nearest person you can complain to.
And it's a 12 years of slavery. Uh-huh. It's a like, to have drinks. Yeah, tomorrow we leave. Okay, yeah, cool. I'm going to make some money. Cool. And then you can't get off the boat. They will kill you. Some people jump to their death. They can't get off the boat. It's just free labor.
Yeah.
Now that's in our...
That's in Asian hate, honestly. I'm not even kidding. That's real Asian hate. Again, not to belittle the American violence, but I'm saying...
It's
that's
so fucked
a thing
up.
That's largely Thailand, Filipino,
the Thai,
Southeast.
The Thai people, man. It is. And I didn't realize the, I like the Somali pirates now. They used to scare me.
What do you like about?
It's
obviously you're the captain now, but go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Classic lines. Yeah. Because Europe overfished their waters. They started coming into Africa and overfishing there. Then kicked the Somali pirates are just fishermen that are getting pushed out at their own industry.
You wouldn't tell to look at their bodies. They look pretty well nourished. I'm wrong on this. Maybe I haven't seen enough of them, but they all seem pretty healthy. Guys.
Watch it and then we can.
Yeah, no, I intend to.
I'm surprised you didn't. You watched everything.
I had a bunch of spots, and then I got my own documentaries to worry about.
Oh, he's a wall. It's time to check that email.
Hey, Neo, and that beautiful model always sitting next to you. From Africa here in a country called Kenya. Long-time listener since Twain Game. I've been hearing you on a couple of episodes trashing Africa, and just wanted you to know that we do listen.
Yep.
Yeah, this is not you doing ayahuasca, Neo. We do listen, and
this guy's fighting dirty.
I don't have to take any of this shit.
This guy's being a real African about this.
Love the show, love you guys, and I don't have to take this.
No,
and let's go, Fearless.
And you just bashed Africans.
Well, it was that was a I did that intentionally to make him
was
look
his
good.
Preschooler.
Some of my close friends are Africans, not African Americans, real Africans. Trevor Noah, of course, we all know. Do you know David Kabuka? No, people don't know about David Kabuka.
Daniel Kaluuya.
You sure do. Do you know Joseph Opio? One of the funniest people I've ever met. Did Kabuka and Opio both write for Trevor? Opio is one of the weirdest people I've ever met, and it's so good. He's never gotten a cold because he does not believe in them, and he's 38. And he looks like a Somali pirate in that he's so fucking skinny, like wears wind. He's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
When you see him, you go, "Oh, you're right." And he's a very funny person. Will not allow me to make a documentary about him.
I was like, I
wakes up in the middle of the night just so he can appreciate how good his sleep has been. This is a guy who does not think like a normal person, and he's great. He's one of the great Africans. Africa, thank you for listening. And
thank you, Africa.
You know that you know how I feel about Africa. I don't really. I like it. I don't know.
Would you go?
They got to work on their resorts a little bit.
They have great resorts. What are you talking about?
They have a Four Seasons?
Yeah, they have Mozambique. They have like 7-star resorts. Seven. Not even.
I got to figure out because I'm not a nature
Mozambique,
guy.
Mozambique, dude.
Serengeti. It's all these. Okay, I should go.
No, Mita. Google.
Are there Four Seasons in Africa? Oh, there. Got it.
Tanzania.
That's Africa.
Can you Google best beaches Mozambique? I need you to see this. Look how all different. It's all look at that.
Mozambique. Yeah, I should go. It's far. I know that.
If
far.
You fly to Thailand, you can fly to Mozambique.
It's a lot further, I think.
It is. I'm just kind of.
It is.
Dead.
I thought about it. I thought it through.
It's way further. Also, people don't realize because our maps are racist how much bigger Africa is.
Oh, Africa's so big. You can't believe it.
It's gigantic. So.
Like when Trevor flies from South Africa to America from like Paris to America is the short part. He's got to fly 24 hours from Joburg to, it's like,
it's a lot.
I also got to say for Africa, it's a bit how I feel. The thing I say when I do black shows, when I do black stand-up shows, which is, I know you guys come here to get away from white people.
Oh, so you don't want to be like,
hey, you surprise you guys. But if they want me to be a tourist, I'll be a tourist.
Go be a tourist.
I mean, obviously black people I heavily enjoy. I mean, enjoy Saron Orange, but, okay. you know, have some of my deepest, most meaningful relationships.
That's my favorite song.
Goodbye.
What else we got?
You've got mail.
Hi, Neil and Bianca. This is going to be a long-ass letter, so I decided to read it. Now it's a long-ass voice memo. Feel free to cut me off when... All right. So, what? I was happily surprised by last week's ep where Neil mentioned the Aromantic subreddit. I joined Reddit last year because I've been questioning my sexuality and I wanted an anonymous place to explore the alphabet communities. Thank you for giving the Aero community a shout-out and some friendly exposure. My only bone to pick is the clear-cut ridicule you both gave to the term alloromantic, which mm-hmm. suggested you may be misunderstanding what the word actually means. As you said on the pod, an alloromantic is someone who experiences romantic attraction. After seeing this definition, you mocked these people, putting a whiny voice to your perceived narrative of their mindset.
Fucking useless terms, because so I need a term.
So that's everyone else.
I need a term.
That's they're the norm. I stand by it.
Shut the fuck up.
Neil, Bianca, hate to break it to you, but you're alloromantics. You're allosexuals. You don't need to make fun of these people. They're you. Alloromantic is
that's
too
her point.
New.
Okay.
A question. I actually am confused right now because it says someone who experiences romantic attraction, it is possible to be alloromantic but not allosexual. My brain.
Do you experience romantic attraction? Allosexual means sexual, just like alloromantic means romantic.
Allosexual means sexual without romance.
Alloromantic means yes. Yes. Alloromantic, sorry. Allosexual.
You know what I'm saying?
I stand by the original point, miss. Thank you for listening.
Wow, people.
I don't believe you need a term for the majority or the norm.
But
most people are, the culture is romantic. The okay. culture is romantic and sexual. If you're not that, then yeah, get a term. It's why I use the word cis, because I used it to ridicule in tandem, because I kind of believe when comedy rules apply over 70%, 80%, 90%, that's the norm. That's cisgender is like, yeah, I'm the gender that my genitalia said. That's most people.
Yeah.
So you don't. It's like
people don't say hi. I'm
yeah.
cis.
Like, you don't say I'm righty. You just if you're lefty, you say something. If you're righty, we just assume you're righty. Doors are set up that way. It's the analogy I made. Blake's seven, whatever the fuck he is, and he has to do this. He has to bend his neck under doors, which I never thought about. So what I'm saying is,
we didn't mean to offend.
Well, I don't think we offended her. I think she was.
She sounded a little annoyed.
Annoying's fine. I'm of the mind that you don't need a term for the majority.
And then I did say I took a psych class in college and they label everything, things that don't necessarily need a label.
Right.
And I felt my impression was like white people problems.
Yeah.
Not really, but just why are we overcomplicating the fact that at night, it's a black plastic, you think it's a guy doing this, but it's actually a black plastic bag rolling. There's like a term.
Oh, do we need a term for that? Yeah.
There was like a term for that, you know, yeah. that the teacher was explaining. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I think different industries like a lot of terms, to be perfectly honest.
But there's also that thing of like the Germans have a lot. It might just be like age of society.
Yeah, maybe.
Or French people have a lot of, it's like the wit of the staircase.
The Germans have a lot of cool words. So calm down.
What did they all have sunglasses on? They all have the la-di-da-di-da and the sunglasses come down on words.
Thug life?
Goodbye. You've got mail.
Hey, Neil and Bianca. I'm a pretty sociable person, and I have gotten to know the staff at a local bar extremely well. I text some of the female bartenders and know the male bouncer/managers. Problem is, now that I know the head bouncer manager really well, I kind of get this suspicious vibe he has towards the female bartenders, like inappropriate comments or sexualizing Instagram girls who pull up on his phone in front of me, in front of the bartenders. He does have three daughters and tries to be professional as well, but I get these moments with him that are red flags. A few of the bartenders I know there have been fired, quit, or have gone on to other bars. And the owner of the bar is a woman who owns a few of the bars and restaurants in this area in Orange County. But when it comes to the day-to-day operations, she really trusts him to kind of handle it. I've met her once or twice, and she seems very professional. I guess my question is it on me to ask or say anything? I'm a black guy with mostly white friends who I'd expect to stand up and or say something, do something when it comes to like racism, and would be disappointed if they didn't. But as a male in the situation, I'm conflicted or maybe looking to dodge responsibility because I don't believe that I'm the male that has come to save them, especially since they have a female owner. And I've never been or had a service industry job or been in bartending, so I get, I'm not sure what the level of comfort.
Racism's interesting in that I don't. If you don't work there, you can't say shit. If you don't work there, you can't say shit. Now, the thing I was saying earlier about having to fight people, during all the George Floyd stuff, the first George Floyd stuff, the original before the trial. Now we're in the trial. I said to somebody, America's like a town where there's just a fucking horrible carnival every week. Like, there's a new horrible carnival come to town. We're like, what is it? Well, they murdered a black fella for no reason. Now we're going to have a trial on television. Is this related to the Colorado? Nope. I did say some shit to people during George Floyd. Two guys. And one of them I thought I might have to fight.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they saying?
He came at me with fight energy. It was over text. He came at me with fight energy. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to fight this guy now. And it's a weird, not like I wouldn't say anything. I say shit about race fairly often.
Right.
And I've also said shit. In like I was doing a pilot one time and there was a writer on the show who was just had real weird energy with women. And I was like, dog, you either need to not speak to women on staff or change your entire thing. And like I said, like it's bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to get like it's wrong in and of itself, but also it's a really bad reflection on me because I wanted you to work on it. So I will say in a work situation, I think you're entitled to say pretty much more or less anything. Then you're into power dynamics and all that shit. But you can't go to somebody else's job and be like, I'm calling sexism.
Yeah.
And because you might know the balance a little bit, you don't know them like that.
No, it's true. I mean, anytime you step in,
yeah.
Mind your business, Playboy. Yeah. It feels a little like one time someone, and it's not at all the same, but somebody, a comic tried to tell me that I wasn't doing my job right. Didn't turn out too
didn't
well.
Didn't like
for it? No, just it was, he was one, he was wrong. He said I was not doing my job and I walked some customers. And I was like, you don't want to go down this route. You have no idea what you're talking about. And made us think. Told the manager and looked foolish.
Yeah.
And it was very great. So, and the manager was like, this is not your concern. Yeah. You can talk to me separately.
Now imagine a customer doing it.
Yeah, a customer. Well, a customer.
Well, no, like, it get like you know what? Who's the man? Like, I know the manager. I'm here a lot.
Because
so,
it's not the treatment to them.
Yeah.
If it's treatment to them, but I actually saw that happen. I mean, I'll tell you afterwards. It happened. A comic yelled at one of the bartenders for treating the other bartender terribly and speaking to her terribly. And nothing happened. Everyone still is in the same environment.
I'm saying people that work together can talk about stuff because there's a governing body. It's like, there's already a cop there. The job is.
But I think in our, like the comics can't really get involved with a waitress beef, you know what I mean? Like that's a little overstepping your boundaries.
But if you see someone being shitty to another person,
you don't think it's weird for you to step in?
If I saw somebody talking down to you, I think, or not even you, or a, there's probably five or six waitresses that I know enough to be like, yo, the fuck are you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So you think just a straight customer, but isn't a local at a bar? I feel like a local at a bar starts getting a little
Gray. Yeah.
So what does he do? Just
nothing. There's nothing you can do. Sexism? I mean, like sexism, pictures, Instagram. I don't know. I mean, you could. Like they should maybe, I feel like the waitresses or bartenders should say something, or a bouncer should say something, or somebody works there, but you can't be like, excuse me, manager of a restaurant I go to, can I speak to you? You know, morally, it's not illegal.
And it's also not going to do anything.
You could, if you were going to sell it, you could be like, you might want to be careful with those pictures. Cause I don't know if you read the paper, like it's not going well for guys who show pictures of women at work.
Yeah.
FYI. Anybody else?
They're too long, I think.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Dear Neeler, the healer, and Bianca has been to Sri Lanka. Swing and a miss. I actually got to say, I was turning on it only because I felt Bianca's turning on an energy, but I liked it.
What? No.
I'm a state legislator. Well, you're in trouble because he's a state legislator. Currently working on preventing ending police brutality. I was listening to your recent episode discussing the George Floyd settlement. And I wanted to clarify something. The payouts for police brutality in most states, counties, municipalities don't do a damn thing to help fix our wildly broken system. Why? One, the cops aren't liable because of a horrible little thing called qualified immunity. Mm-hmm. Until recently, most people have never heard of it, but oh my, it's a doozy and one of the best tools around to protect corrupt cops. Two, the community in question that's already suffering from police brutality, and it's rarely, if ever, a one-off sort of thing, gets punished again by being forced to take money away from other important local services in order to pay for the horrific behavior of the cop. Oh, yeah, so they got to pay out of there. They have to settle. The poor neighborhood has to take tax revenue and give it to the cop.
Fuckers.
I would love to hear your thoughts on QI. I think more people need to know about it, and you two do an amazing job breaking things down. Even if those things are horrifying, racist policies to protect corrupt cops. Bless up, homies. Bless up didn't really take off the way we'd hoped.
Bless up.
And thanks for your humor and insight. We talked about it a lot. We didn't know what it was called 1 week, but then the next week we did.
And then we talked about the like municipal insurance that they have, and we did the whole thing. But I mean, there's no, if you got rid of it, would you sign up to be a cop? Because a cop's a designated asshole in most people's eyes. Like, here comes a cop. Like, everything's anti-cop. I mean, I know we see, like, flags and shit, but no. Those people are that until they're mad at cops.
I think...
I don't know how you...
Middle class... Upper middle class and above, I think cops are generally pretty
until
well.
Until they get... But those people will flip on a dime the moment a cop treats them like they're poor.
Well, how dare they?
I pay your bills! So I'm wondering how to get rid of it. If I was a cop, I would not be a cop without some sort of protection, you know? Because if I have to put my hands on you, everyone always feels violated by cops. Why are you questioning me? I don't need to do that. I don't need to, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know,
again, I say what you want. It's a fucking bad job. Even if you think they're absolute terrorist pieces of shit, it's not a good job.
Right, because we forget about when I live in Koreatown, so I see this a lot, but a screaming person with like untreated mental health, but
call
that's being violent.
Call the cops. That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't
call
be like, bring a gentle, like healthcare, like, oh my God, this person's throwing. I was in a coffee shop and I was sitting outside and I told my friend, I'm like, let's go inside. She's like, why? Get the fuck inside.
Yeah.
As soon as we get inside, he picks up a leftover glass someone hadn't bust, throws it at the glass that's protecting us. It was the most white liberal shit I've ever. He comes in, I'm like, don't open the door.
Yeah.
And the manager's like, come on in, sir. I'm like, dude, he's on drugs.
Yeah.
Get him out of here. this guy's trying to talk to me. He's like, what do you need? What do you need from us? He's like, I want water. So he's like, okay. Gives him a glass of water. Exactly like the glass he just threw at. He takes the water and throws it. Glass explodes everywhere on people.
Yep.
And so I was like, get him the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then a band of like five screenwriters, I'm assuming.
Sure. Checkered collared shirts. Yes.
Laptops, yep. Apple MacBooks. Glasses. Got it. Banded together and like just literally banded, like surrounded him. Like, you got to go. And they scooted him out.
Okay. We're going to
go. Come on. No, you got to go, dude. Come on, dude. And I'm like, why did you do that? I understand you don't want to be on the wrong side of things. But this guy was putting all of us in danger because you were playing, what do you say, like liberal Jenga?
Yeah, basically. That's not even Jenga. They're not worried about anything. I guess they were worried about being canceled for not letting in a homeless.
I'm like, this is not the time. We're all held hostage. Yes. So.
The cops, as I said, you say in the champs all the time, they are human garbage men. They are charge of picking up any situation is their responsibility.
I know.
When people just put a couch on the sidewalk, it's the human equivalent of that. Come get this couch. What do you mean this couch? I don't want it.
But it's because we use cops as a band. Like I would, that guy needed a healthcare worker and some muscle. Mm-hmm. Muscle and healthcare worker, you know? But the only thing we all know how to do is like, call the cops. This guy's fucking scaring everyone. Mm-hmm. And putting everyone in physical
but
danger.
But now what liberals are going to have to deal with is when they're going to have to worry about litigation for sending the wrong crew.
Well, yeah. So let's say they send the cops.
Let's say they send the healthcare worker and the guy starts stabbing people.
Well, yeah.
Which is a crime of intimacy.
then... But then if they send the cops, let's say we called the cops and then the guy was violent. He was violent to everybody. And they shot him dead. I would be like, why did you do that?
Of course. You're right. It just goes to my point of the police problem is an incredibly hard problem to solve.
We overuse police. But
guess what? We're going to underuse them. And then we don't know when to do what.
We need like a group of unarmed bouncers. We know there's plenty.
I think what you're talking about, maybe we'll put them on motorcycles, call them Hell's Angels. I think this could work.
Goodbye. You've got
this
mail.
I wanted to talk about my Jeremy Piven hit, The Goods.
Come on.
I don't really have many stories about it.
What? Which one are you? Do I have an old one?
No, it's on the back of page one. Hey,
I'm
Neil
a big
Banks.
Fan of the show.
Hey, Neil
Lonely
Banks.
Tuesday Watcher, yeah. KKK.
Yeah.
Oh,
then at the end, he says,
"Oh,
that show should whatever KKK rally." I never knew you directed The Goods. Well, I did, and he wanted stories.
Oh, are you got any?
Here's a funny story that's more weird than it. It's not even weird.
I think
funny.
You told it, but go ahead.
It's a different story.
Oh, okay.
There's a scene where we're doing a long. Jeremy has it. We're in a minivan, and Jeremy's got a long monologue, and. But I was getting a wide, and Ving Rames is like, Neil, brother, do you think you don't need me for this? I'm like, Ving, you're in the shot. And he was like, I mean, yeah, but you don't really need me. He was trying to trick me into thinking I didn't need him because in the scene, he was asleep. So he had tricked himself into thinking, well, if I'm asleep,
like the stand-in?
I don't need to be here.
Or nobody.
Nobody. And it's a shot. It's a frontal shot. It's like a wide. So then I did a thing that I wish we'd done where I was like, actually, you know what? Because when you do a driving scene, you do it once, then you have to go back to where you started so that it matches, the backgrounds match. The background matches. So you're saying roughly the same words in the same locations. So we would have to drive back to the place. And while we're driving back, I go, you know, while we're all driving back, why don't we all take a shot at Jeremy's monologue real quick? Let's just one at a time. Everyone do the monologue how you would do it. Which would have been
did
criminal.
He get it?
Yeah, he was like, he Ving's whole thing is like, you don't need me. And again, a huge gossip, and you knew it was going to be great when he would say, can I tell you something, brother? And I used to do a joke with him that he took the greatest rape of all time on camera.
I mean,
took it.
That's
like the most homophobic guy in the world, biggest gangster in the world, be like, he took it like a G.
And
talking about Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, a lot of people would not have done it.
Wouldn't have done it. It's such a good part, though. Such a good part in other scenes. Yeah. And it's a fucking crazy great movie.
It's a crazy
great
movie. It did like kind of make me like, oh man, this is rough. As
oh,
kid,
it was that whole movie was like wow. Oh
man, rape. Jesus yeah. Christ. But it's so good.
It's an unbelievable. It's like top 10 of all time.
So is it worth being in one of the greatest movies all time if you're.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the most dignified. I mean, it's like Street Code. He like hit all the. He hit all the. He was the gangster villain for the first half of the movie.
Yeah.
Like a bad shot from behind, right. Like mythology. And then. A hilarious reversal. I mean, hilariously great reversal.
You're
not,
probably
I
like,
don't
Quentin,
think
you don't need me.
Right. Do brother, you don't need me here. Quentin, you don't need me in this gimp box. Brother.
Goodbye. You've got mail.
Dear Neil, dear Beale Winks and Nil.
Nil.
A little much. Just woke up from a dream where I ran into Neil on the street and didn't say anything, but then I thought, when am I going to get the chance to say hi to Neil again? So I turned around and gave him an attaboy. He just stared at me, said no, and then walked out of salt accurate. And straw without ordering anything. The wow. first part I believed, the second part I would never.
You would never walk
never.
Out.
Am I listening to too much podcast or Spirit Padre gotten into astral projection? Mm-hmm. Have any fans ever bought or sent you ice cream, and was it vanilla like you wanted, or were you disappointed, and by how much? Also, Neil, what was the book that helped you make smoking gross for yourself? And maybe there's an alcohol one. Was it Alan Carr's? I didn't read a book.
Hypnotism?
Not to stop smoking. I just decided. And by the way, didn't, not to be too graphic, didn't have a bowel movement for, I believe, 6 days. And
after not smoking,
and I believe Dave Chappelle videotaped me on the way to the house on the sixth day.
Is it a doozy?
In 1998, I believe, was the year. So yeah, I don't, but maybe we cut that letter.
Goodbye. You've got
hey,
mail.
Neil and Bianca. LSTNER, Neil, you've been talked in recent. You've talked in recent episodes about dating multiple Asian women, and might have alluded to being seen publicly as possibly fetishizing them. I'm white. My girlfriend's black, and 4 years before her, I also dated another black woman. I casually dated other women in between, but going back to back serious relationships with black women definitely has me judged by acquaintances. None of my real friends care, and I don't plan to do anything about it. But my questions are, have you ever received serious flack for dating multiple women of the same race? And is there anything a person can do to remove the stigma from interracial dating? I have a theory.
Go.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you, especially if you've dated a black woman before, then she's like, oh, so I'm your fetish? And if you never dated a black woman, she'll be like, well, I don't want to train you. There is no winning.
I think you can pick up if someone is just in, like, there's a difference between being into a type and being into a type and having a fetish. Fetish is any, I don't give a fuck. Black skin, check, you know? I know people who have fetishes, not necessarily against black women, but black men who are white. Mm-hmm. And
it's the first time hearing of it, other than a giant category.
They're usually Scandinavian, just joking. But they're really,
but they are. But seriously, they are.
It was when one of them posted the words, the caption, God's gift to women. And it was a photo of a very like sickly looking Wiz Khalifa. I was like,
I love stuff like that.
Listen, Wiz Khalifa is not a bad looking guy. It was just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird. It's like you're. Mm. But I don't know. I mean, this is where you get it. Bring politics into it, to me, is a little unfair because.
Politics?
Well, yeah, racial politics.
Yeah.
Is a little unfair because. I don't know, man.
Doesn't it just. Some feel. I think it just. Doesn't some shit just feel fetishy and some.
Right, but
not?
If a girl's dated a bunch of guys that kind of look like me, is that a fetish or is that just the.
Fetish is their type.
Right. When does it become a fetish? Is it like dress up or like what is the it's when not, does it become a fetish?
I mean, this is not going to be a good answer, you know, but I just think it feels when
come
it
right
feels
in. Please,
like
come right in. Okay.
When it feels like you'll take anybody with that one thing.
Yeah.
Quality out the window. Just yeah. Any person. Oh, she like very skinny or she has a fat ass or Asian or also when I hear Asian, I think when I hear Asian fetish, I think it's like this typical Asian features. Whereas the last Asian girl you dated, you wouldn't know you wouldn't know she was Asian.
Right. Like and it's not, they're not Persian. All those things about like they're docile. It's like that shit's from the 1600s, man. Like that shit's done. But she's got a nice butt. People have butt fetishes or boob fetishes, and that's fine. But if you have skin tone or cultural fetishes, that's off. Which I just get like, I don't fucking know. Mm. I don't know. It's as a guy who never got to have a type. It's like politicizing this stuff feels a little rude to me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know. People
also,
are just
do you
trying.
Care? I don't know. Who cares?
That's the other thing. It's Chris always really says, like, women fun. Always want to know why. It's like, I don't fucking know. I love you. Is that good enough? But why do you love me? I don't fucking know. What do you like?
What do you love about me?
You're right. Like, what? Just, you want to eat right. or not?
Yeah.
I'll pay eat. For dinner and then we'll fuck you. And then hopefully it'll be good. And then the cultural stuff, I don't know. Right. I don't. I know that I don't have to take this shit. And we're ending this podcast right now.
Finally.
This episode, not the whole series.
Goodbye. Tell me how you feel.